Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the space where we heal the heavy, rise with softness, and grow into the version of ourselves we were always meant to be. Today's episode is going to be deep, tender, honest, transformative. Because we're not just talking about self-improvement today. We're talking about self-liberation. We're talking about breaking the trauma cycle, especially the kinds of trauma you didn't even know that you were carrying. Because, babe, sometimes the weight you're holding, it's not even yours. It's generational, learned, passed down, normalized. And if you've ever said, why do I react this way? Why do I always sabotage myself? Why do I feel broken even when life looks fine on the outside? This episode is for you. You are not broken, baby. You are just carrying old pain, and it's time to let it go. So grab you a cozy drink or take me on a walk with you, and let's jump in. When we hear trauma, we often think of big dramatic events. But trauma isn't just what happened. It's what happened inside you as a result. It's the fear that got stuck inside your body. It's the belief that says, I'm not safe being seen. It's the nervous system that's still stuck in survival mode, even when you're physically safe. I used to believe trauma meant something huge had to have happened. But then I realized I had been emotionally abandoning myself for years. I was constantly overworking, constantly overthinking, and constantly giving way more than I had to give. And underneath it all, there was a scared little girl inside me who believed, if I'm not perfect, I'll be left. If I rest, I'll fall behind. If I speak my truth, I'll lose love. And that was trauma too. The trauma cycle shows up like this. Constantly needing control. Fear of being abandoned or replaced. Shutting down instead of expressing how you feel. Feeling numb or disconnected from your body. Overgiving to feel worthy. Always choosing peace for others, but never peace for yourself. And what hurt even more, some of it wasn't even mine. Some of those beliefs came from watching the women before me. Hold everything together, never cry in front of anyone, never rest, never ask for help. So many of us were raised by women who survived, but never got to heal. And that survival became our blueprint. And here's what I know for sure. You didn't come here to survive. You came here to live. Let's talk about more subtle signs, because trauma doesn't always scream. Sometimes it whispers. Don't get too comfortable. It might not last. Don't speak up. They'll think you're too much. Don't slow down. You'll fall behind. You might feel deep guilt when you rest. Keep relationships alive that don't feel good just to avoid abandonment. Play small in your career, afraid of outshining others. Apologize even when you didn't do anything wrong. Avoid asking for help because being independent is your armor. It's wild how normalized this has become. And yet, underneath the productivity, the strength, the hustle, and the go, 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 there's a part of you quietly asking, can I finally just be held? Can I just be soft here? Can I please stop performing? The moment you ask that is the moment that the healing begins. This is where the liberation lives. Here are some tangible steps to begin this journey, not just for yourself, but for the generations before and after you. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. Number one. Name what's not yours. Next time a reaction comes up, pause and ask, is this emotion mine or is it inherited? Am I reacting from now or from my past? This will change everything. When I started noticing my panic around rest or my tendency to push people away when they got too close, I realized it wasn't just my voice. It was my mother's exhaustion, my grandmother's fear. And in that awareness, I was finally able to soften a little. Two, create safety in your body. You can't heal what you're still fighting. So every day, practice regulating your nervous system with some small rituals. Do some deep belly breathing for 60 seconds. Place your hand on your chest and say, I am safe now. Sit on the floor with your back supported and feel your body. Ground yourself. Drink something warm while doing nothing else. No phone, no fixing. Your body has to feel safety before it can release the story of survival. Three, reparent your inner child. She's still inside. And she still needs you to do what no one else did. Validate her. Hold her. Speak gently to her. Say this out loud. You're allowed to feel. You're allowed to rest. I am not abandoning you. That might sound simple, but it really is everything. Four, break the rules that keep you small. You don't have to be the strong one all the time. You don't have to be available to everyone. You don't have to keep peace at the cost of your own truth. Start rewriting the rules, one soft boundary, one brave no, one courageous pause, because it stops with you, my love. The silence, the self-neglect, the belief that you have to earn rest. You are becoming the woman who chooses herself fully and unapologetically. Listen, it's not easy being the one who says, this ends with me. It's not easy choosing to feel what generations before you never got to feel. To cry the tears they swallowed, to take the rest they never had time for, to speak the truth that they were punished for. But you are strong enough to do this. And more than that, you are ready. You're not here to carry what broke them. You're here to build what heals you. So every time you rest when your nervous system tells you to go, speak when you are taught to stay silent, or choose joy, softness, love, and truth, you're not only healing yourself, you're healing the line. You're healing the future. You, my love, are the cycle breaker. And that is some holy work. If this episode touched something deep in you, take a moment, place your hand on your heart, and breathe in this truth. I am no longer surviving. I am becoming. And if you're ready to keep growing into that version of you, download the free Glow Up Guide Starter Kit. I have it linked in the show notes for you. It's filled with journal prompts, nervous system resets, and rituals to help you come home to yourself over and over again. Tag me on Instagram or DM me at GlowUpGuideCollective and send this to a sister who needs to hear it. Until next time, heal boldly, love deeply, and keep becoming her, my girl. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.